After decades of decline, the population of great white sharks off the New York and New Jersey coasts is making a comeback. So much so that researchers are even beginning to wonder if there may be a white shark nursery in our waters. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shark researcher Toby Curtis joins us now. He is the author of a recent paper on the resurgence of the great white near New York City. I'm very pleased to welcome him to our program. Hello.
Hello. Thanks very much for having me.
This summer, media outlets have reported on a number of great white sightings in New York waters, sometimes a bit sensationally. Do we know how much the population of great whites has grown since the 1990s?
Yeah, well, basically what we documented through our study was a decline of 63% to 73% during the 1970s and 80s. And in the 1990s, some management measures were put in place, and basically the white shark population has shown some signs of recovery over the last 20 years, and it's currently back to about nearly 70% of what the population level was historically.
So, well, how do we know? How do we cite them? I know you have compiled this report from records, but also haven't you seen a few of them in the wild?
Yes, it's very challenging. It's very difficult to count fish in the ocean in general.
Even big ones like white sharks.
Even big ones like white sharks. They're very rare animals, and basically we had to compile over 200 years of records of sightings and fishery interactions and bycatch and those kinds of things to sort of piece together their sort of abundance trend over time. And so what we ended up with was a total of about 650 white shark sightings over the 200-year period. And you just plot those out over time, and it shows that in the last 20 years or so, since some conservation measures were put in place, the numbers of sightings and interactions with fisheries have gone up.
Have you swum with them?
I've never actually swum with them. I've worked with white sharks quite a bit from the boat. I prefer to be in the boat rather than in the water with them. But it's very exciting and humbling to be close to these very impressive predators.
What had caused the steep decline in great white shark numbers in our area?
Mainly, it's overfishing from commercial and recreational fishing. There was basically no regulation of shark fisheries until about 1993 in U.S. waters, and demand for shark products, shark fins. In Asia for shark fin soup, shark meat, and also trophy recreational fisheries, somewhat spurred by the popularity of Jaws in the mid-1970s. It kind of gave a boost to recreational shark fishing. And a combination of those things really started to deplete the white shark population during the 70s and 80s until regulations were put in place.
And the regulations are the main driver of the white shark's resurgence in our area?
That's what we think. The recovery sort of times well with the timing of the regulations. 1993, our shark fishery management began in the U.S. Atlantic, and in 1997, white sharks and a number of other species of sharks were listed as prohibited, which basically meant that if a fisherman caught them, they had to be released and they couldn't be sold. So it was kind of a catch-and-release policy, and we think that's really helped. But another factor may be the recovery of the seal population, mainly off Massachusetts. Cape Cod has had a very big resurgence of gray seals in the last decade or so, and with the availability of that prey, it certainly appears to be benefiting the sharks.
So the sharks are popped up around Cape Cod as well?
Yeah, yes, that's right. It's actually our study focused not just on New York, New Jersey, but the whole Atlantic coast from the Caribbean all the way up to Canada. And the trend sort of kind of matched for the whole coast. And but New York and New Jersey have historically been a hot spot where a lot of white sharks have been encountered and caught.
And why here? We don't have seals. We don't have much fish in general.
Well, I think you'd be surprised. There's quite a bit of fish offshore of Long Island in New Jersey. You have some pretty sizable fisheries. For things like flounders and striped bass and bluefish and skates, and the white sharks eat these things. They eat especially the younger ones, which are a little bit more common in the area. They tend to eat bluefish and skates and dogfish, things like that. And they're quite abundant off of New York and New Jersey.
Don't they migrate huge distances? Where might a white shark that's spotted off Fire Island, say, have been likely to have swum in the course of its life?
Yeah, it's hard to say. We're just now getting new insights into shark migration patterns in general, especially the white shark with some recent satellite tagging work. But basically, we found that there's a sort of seasonal pattern of the white sharks being following kind of a snowbird pattern, where most of them are off New York, New Jersey, and New England during the summer, but then found primarily off the coast of Florida and in the Gulf of Mexico during the winter. So they're kind of, at the very least, they're kind of moving up and down the entire coastline from New England to Florida for the most part. But the satellite tagging has also showed that some of these sharks swim massive distances offshore, some sharks swimming as far as the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, up off of Newfoundland, Canada, down to past Bermuda, to the Caribbean. They basically wander or have the ability to wander all over the North Atlantic.
What led you to speculate that our waters might be a white shark nursery? Why not Florida?
Well, basically, when we plotted out all of the data points we collected over the 200-year period, we basically found a cluster of juvenile and sort of newborn white sharks being found off the coast of New Jersey and Long Island. And mainly, these are mostly kind of offshore. Some of them were right near Sandy Hook and Breezy Point, sort of the mouth of the Hudson River, but also offshore out to the head of Hudson Canyon. So it covers a really broad area, but basically it was a hotspot that we found for juvenile white sharks, kind of all the way out to Montauk. But the average depth where these fish were found was around 100 feet. So not really right next to the beaches, but on the continental shelf, relatively along the whole,
so
the whole
not,
coast.
So not deep waters, but on the other hand, not totally shallow waters.
Exactly.
Are more great white sharks in our waters a sign that our ecosystem is healthier?
Absolutely. Any healthy ecosystem should have a healthy population of predators. And the white sharks are the top predator. They're the grizzly bear of the ocean around here. And it's definitely a positive sign that these top predators are returning. And it's only going to have positive influences on the balance of the marine ecosystem in this region.
John from North Plainfield has called, and he is a recreational fisherman. He wonders where he and other fishermen can report that they've spotted great whites.
Well, that's a great question. Generally, we'd recommend reporting it to NOAA, to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to the National Marine Fisheries Service. There's the group that primarily focuses on sharks up here is located in Narragansett, Rhode Island. That's the Apex Predators Program Lab, and so there's no sort of formal reporting mechanism. But if people see one, it's really helpful if they just kind of get on the web and look up National Marine Fisheries Service and give us a call, and we can log that information and add it to our database.
Has there been any speculation about how climate change may alter the habitats and populations of the shark species in our area, especially the great whites?
Yeah, right now we really don't know. It's kind of a new area of research. There's a lot of questions there. But in general, sharks are very sensitive to temperature. All sharks, including the white sharks, sort of have a temperature range that they prefer to stay in. But they're also very mobile animals. So if temperatures are warming along the East Coast, what you may find is that some of these sharks are shifting northward. Or maybe if summers are longer, they're going to hang out in the region a little bit longer as the temperatures kind of stay in their preferred temperature range. The basic answer is we really don't know. We need a lot more research there, but it's very challenging to study these animals.
I've read that if you swim regularly, you're far more likely to drown than be attacked by a shark. But still, isn't there more risk to swimmers now that there are more of these sharks in our waters?
No, not really. We're still talking about a very rare animal. It's highly unlikely even, and you know, we're talking about recovery. We're talking about we're going from near zero to just a little bit more than zero. It's very very unlikely, especially with white sharks. There's really only been 4 fatalities attributed to white sharks on the Atlantic coast ever.
So we need more education? Do you think we need to get away from thinking about how scary Jaws was every time we talk about sharks?
Absolutely. I think it's a very dated way of thinking about sharks. I think I'd like to see more less fear and more respect. Think about them like other top predators, like lions or bears, as I mentioned before. They're impressive animals. They deserve our respect, but they certainly don't deserve the fear that they tend to receive.
And I'll give them as much respect as they want. Toby Curtis is a researcher at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thank you so much for being on our show today.